أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our looking at the Quran, which is linked hand in hand with the institution of Nubuwa. Let's go further and look at this revelationary miracle, this amazing book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We have revealed the book to you, explaining everything clearly. I remember the challenge I mentioned yesterday. It still stands when Allah says that if you are in doubt of that which we have revealed to our abd, then produce a chapter like it if you are truthful. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the same chapter in Surah Al-Baqarah in the next ayah. He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. But if you don't do it, and you never will do it, then be on your guard against the fire of which human beings and stones are the fuel prepared for those who cover up the truth. Now this is a book which in our thinking, as again as I mentioned yesterday, has no set topic, theme. It's not arranged in chapters with an introduction or conclusion. Wherever you pick it up, it is Quran. You know, the linguists of the Arab world took it upon themselves as a challenge, but none could comment. Dr. Taha Hussein writes that the words of in the Quran compress so much in so many small sentences, it's like concealed lightning in a word. And its originality stands. Even the word qul, which is say, is not omitted. No one can ever say that these are Jibreel's words, because they're a direct communication of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the eloquence and the rhetoric could not be challenged. You know, in the marketplace of Aqaz, poetry displayed, there were seminars held, and then the best one was displayed on the Kaaba. Labaid bin Ziyad, the poet, embraced Islam after listening to the Quran. In fact, he stopped composing. He says, I can no longer do it. If this is the words, all others are nonsensical. He said, I enjoy the Quran so much that no pleasure is comparable. But let's ask ourselves a question. How can one book be enough till the day of Qiyamah? Because in life there are constants and variables. Variables change, constants remain. For example, hunger remains as a constant, but you see that the variety of food changes. Same thing with thirst, wearing clothes, housing, all sorts of things. The need remains constant, but there are variables, the variety changes. The Quran in the same aspect is constant. Eras change, times change, but it will embrace, as Imam Sadiq says, the last of us as it embraced the first of us. It covers all subjects. Its universality is unquestionable. It doesn't say, O Arabs. It's always, O people, O you who believe. One of the most beautiful verses that I like, again, says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila li ta'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atkakum. O people, O human beings, we have created you from one man and one woman, and made you into tribes and communities, so that you may recognize each other. But the most honored of you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is God conscious. Now it surpassed all boundaries, and that was the main dispute between the rest of the Quraysh and Islam. Let's just look first at some basic information about the Quran. There are over 6,000 ayat in the Quran, and sort of they're grouped together in 114 surah. One surah, the plural is surah. An ayah means various things. It means a sign, a miracle, a wonder. And an ayah in the Quran varies from being a single letter to a two-lettered word to over half a page long. Ayah 282 of Surah Al-Baqarah is over half a page long. And the first ayat that were revealed on Yawm al-Ba'fat were the first five of Surah Al-Alaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb who created. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. He created the human being from a clot. Read, and your Rabb is most honorable. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Who taught to write with the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, taught the human being what he did not know. You know, every time I read this, it sends a shiver down my spine. Can you imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting there in the cave meditating? The knowledge of the Quran is within him, but then the recitation from an angel saying, اقرأ, read Muhammad, بسم ربك الذي خلق, in the name of your Rabb who created. It was so beautiful just thinking about the occasion. And such wonderful ayat. خلق الإنسان من علق. So many things come to mind. And he tells him, اقرأ, read وربك الأكرم, your Rabb is most honorable. Read the lines on the wall in your nafs. Look at your nafs, read inside, and you will see how honorable he is. How do you see when somebody is honorable? When honor exists within you. So beautiful. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ, he taught to write with the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, taught the human being what he did not know. Absolutely amazing ayat. And the last ayah that was revealed was that of Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِنِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ, إِسْلَامَ دِينَ. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor on you and chosen for you Islam as a religion. The ayah was revealed on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, on the day which we call Yawm al-Ghadir or Eid al-Ghadir, an amazing ayah which says, this now completes my favor on you, because there was an appointment of someone who would carry forward the message or the protection of the message of Nubuwwah. The surah of the Quran are of unequal length. You find the shortest is Surah Al-Kawthar. It has 4 ayat, while the longest is Surah Al-Baqarah, which is 286 ayat, and it covers literally 1/12 of the Quran. All the surah begin with the phrase Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, except Surah Al-Tawbah. And every surah is given a name derived by some criteria. I'll give you an example. For example, the complete story of Prophet Yusuf appears in that surah, in Surah Yusuf. You can find an event about the cow in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is surah number 2. You find that there is a word in the surah, like Surah Al-Hijr, you will find the reference to a stone. The opening ayah of the surah, for example, Surah Yasin starts with Yasin. And sometimes you find that the name has very little to do with the contents of the surah, but maybe talks to something related to it, like Surah Al-Anqabut does not talk about the spider but talks of the constitution of the spider's web. Now, surah and ayat are either Makki or Madani according to their place of revelation. The surah is revealed in Makkah or in Medina. You find the surah that were revealed in Makkah mainly describe basic faith, while those who are Madani, revealed in Medina, deal with the rules for the code of life, like Salah, Sawm, Zakah, and Qums. Now, division is not absolute, because we find many Makkan surah may contain some ayat, some Madani ayat, and vice versa. I'll give you an example. Surah Al-Anfal, which is revealed in Medina, ayat 30 to 40 are revealed in Makkah. Now, each surah is also divided into groups of ayat, which are called a ruku. And the ruku is indicated by the sign of ayn, you know, the Arabic letter ayn. You find that the top number on top of Ayn signifies the number of ruku in the surah. The middle number tells you the number of ayat in that ruku or in that section. And the bottom number is the number of the ruku in that juz. For convenience of reading, the Quran is divided into 30 equal parts. And each part is known as a juz. The plural is ajza. You will find sometimes that those from the Indian subcontinent will call it para or sipara. Now, this does not disturb the original divisions which are formed by the ayat and surah, but it's literally done in 30 parts to enable the completion of the reading of the Quran in 1 month. Now, every juz you will find is further divided into rub, which is quarter, then nisf, which is half, and thuluth, which is 3/4. And you will find these markings in the margin of the Quran. It's good to know what's written at the side. The Quran is also divided into 7 equal sections, which are known as manzil. and the plural is manazil. Now this enables a reader to complete the recitation in 1 week if so desired. And you will find these are normally in most copies of the Quran written at the bottom of each page. There are 4 wajib sajadat in the Quran. 1 sajda, so many sajadat. And on hearing or reciting these 4 ayat, one must perform a sajda. It's not necessary to face Qibla or be in wudu, but it's an acknowledgement of the glorification of that ayat. And the sajadat are found in 4 surahs. These are Surah Sajda, Surah Hamim Sajda, and then you find them in Surah Najm and Surah Al-Alaq. Now, an easy way of remembering this is sajdas are highly necessary. So you've got S-A-H-N, so you know that you know which surahs. You've got Surah Sajda, then A stands for Alaq, H stands for Hamim Sajda, and Na or N stands for Najm. It's a way of trying to remember where they are. Good to know these ayat, because when you come across them, at least you can go into sajda. There are also 10 mustahabat sajda in the Quran. On hearing or reciting these ayat, it is recommended that you perform sajda. It's important to know this book, to be able to learn about it, and see the various things that the book contains. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Bani Israel says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا نُرِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And we reveal of the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to the mu'mineen, to the believers, and it adds only to the perdition of the unjust. So much in it, so much. Inshallah, we will continue with the Quran as we go along.